Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my favorite hour of the week. I hope it's the same for you. Well, we have a new president. Today in Los Angeles, we have a new air quality. We're having El Niño. We need it. We got it. 2017 is going to be a great year. If this is going to be a great year for you as it relates to your health, what I want you to do is dig a little deeper. Lots of change over the next 4 years, no doubt. One way or the other, I think we all agree, regardless of politics, things are not standing still anymore. So don't let it stand still for your health. And my advice to you is dig deeper. You're going to need to for today's show. I have a wacky title for you today. I'm trying to explain to you today the real insider's view on how organs heal. Your organ, your symptom that's going to become your disease, hopefully not, or maybe already is your disease, of whatever organ you're having problems with. The eye, the ears, the nose, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, your joints, whatever. There's a whole science, and there's a whole simple science for you to digest if you're passionate enough, so that you can understand the real principles behind which those organs that are going down the hill can start to regenerate tissue. Now, you got to dig deeper, as I said. So if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is called Straight Talk on Health. And why is that? Because it's not a superfluous show. And superfluous in the sense that it's going to ask you to just do the little things that, well, we hope are going to make the difference, but if you're that kind of person that's done the little things, that's taken the supplements, that's done the cleanses, that has just a gentle interest in health enough to get you to tune into a show once a week or whatever, if you're that kind of person that's really seeking deeper answers because whatever you're learning so far hasn't cut it, it hasn't allowed you to get to where you want to go, this is the show for you. So today's title, explaining how organs heal, perfusion, drainage, and regeneration. Three words, perfusion, drainage, and regeneration. And those of you on the website, you turn to picture number one. Those of you who don't know the website, get to straighttalk.cc. That's not .com, that's .cc with two T's. Why? Well, I've got a picture there, picture number one, and where we're going to start today's show is a healthy, normal human cell. That's you as a teenager. That's you when you could eat anything, do anything, not sleep, not eat, overeat, eat late, anything. And your body just turned it around and 10 minutes later, you didn't know you even did it. You could insult yourself relentlessly. As many of us did. Insult yourself, insult your health relentlessly, only to find that it made no difference. The next day, you were you and life was beautiful. That's when your cells, each cell, basic unit of life, as most of us understand that, could regenerate itself and maintain its physiology, its biology, with exquisite elegance, exquisite efficiency. Those were, as some of us term it, the good old days. Now that cell, at some point, because the conduits or the passageways into the cell, that being the capillary, and the passageways out of the cell, that being the venous system, that being the lymphatic system, that balance between what you're putting in and what you're draining out of the cell. When those conduits, those passageways, begin to get clogged, the cell finds itself in a troubled state. What we do that creates degeneration as you age is effectively a sustained embargo. We know the word embargo, right? We, in embargo countries, we have a problem with. The United Nations gets together and says, okay, we're not going to drop a nuke on this country. We're going to embargo it. So we choke it out. It's a slow death rather than an instantaneous one. Well, that's what happens to your organ systems. They start to choke themselves out, meaning perfusion in. To perfuse is to send it in. The blood that we're sending in, well, it's not getting there. It's not getting there in the right way. We're going to get more specific about that. And then once it gets there, if it gets there, how it gets there, whatever's supposed to leave that cell or drain out of it through the venous system, well, that becomes problematic too. So one step towards symptom, one step towards disease, and all the steps before disease, right? Before that cell becomes diseased and you know you're in trouble, and you know you got to put health on the A-list, and you know you got to start looking for answers. Before that cell becomes diseased, well, you kind of knew it was coming, but you didn't do anything about it because you didn't have to. That's not a judgment. Who wants to spend money, spend time doing things that, well, might otherwise be done with things you enjoy doing, and start putting money and time into your health? That's not really what most of us choose to do. Okay, that's kind of understandable. Well, that's not what we choose to do. And so what we're left with then, inevitably, is a cell that starts to sit in its terrain or an environment that it doesn't like, and it starts to change progressively its shape, its form. The cell will become hyperplastic, meaning it'll become fat. The cell will start to change the way it looks, meaning metaplastic. It'll finally become dysplastic. Ladies with your cervical exams, the cervix, the female cervix. When you find out that you're grade 1 or grade 2 and you have cervical dysplasia, you know this word. Before we have dysplasia, we have metaplasia. Before we have metaplasia, we have the cell just bloating up and looking kind of funny. Now, when we get to extreme dysplasia, what the cell is saying is it's looking out into its environment and it's going, this is bad. Whatever's out there in between the cells, whatever the perfusion and drainage part of it is, it's so imbalanced that my environment is so toxic, I'm going to start changing forms and shapes. And you can take that to dysplasia, to extreme dysplasia, all the way to what we call anaplasia, which is malignancy. And there's lots of variations on that. If the cell doesn't go all the way to anaplasia, it may detour and it may start committing apoptosis, what we call suicide. It may become senescent, which means senile or useless. But today's show is to focus on the fact that to do this, you've got to start to create perfusion problems. You've got to start to create drainage problems. And before that cell goes to any of those metaplastic, dysplastic, anaplastic states, before you are on your way to the hospital because you got a big problem now, before you get there, the toxins are building up because of a perfusion drainage issue. So we're laying down concepts. I want you to understand these concepts today. I want you to get away from the notion that something that's been brewing in your body for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years is a simple quick fix. It's a supplement. It's an adjustment. It's a few acupuncture treatments. I mean, I got to tell you the truth. I watch people do this all the time. Little kids all the way up to people in their 90s. They get hit with serious things that are threatening a life on dangerous pharmaceuticals or dangerous surgeries with lots of side effects. And they trot into the alternative field. And they talk to me about how they did the local trip to the acupuncturist and to the chiropractor. And it's not that that's a bad thing to do. But they have this notion. They have this idea that they're just going to, well, be rescued by the holistic practitioner. Your acupuncturist is going to rescue you and save you and more or less just put you in the right direction, and then it's all going to work. And although I hope that's the case for you, often it's not the case. And that's not a bad thing, but it leaves you in the lurch. If you're facing a surgery, you're facing a life on meds, and you try a holistic practitioner, an acupuncturist, a chiropractor, a nutritionist, any of the people out there that can help, you may be left in the dark because, you see, ultimately, you've got to take your understanding to a deeper level. Otherwise, it's too scary. And that tension isn't good for you. So take a little time and just dig in, because this stuff is, it's fascinating stuff. To understand your symptom and your disease as just a product of a buildup of lots of snot in between the cells that the drainage systems aren't handling, I think that's a very empowering illumination. In fact, it just might be that you're on this healing journey to illuminate yourself. And knowledge is part of that illumination. You have to have faith and knowledge, and as the two reciprocate off each other, you feel more confident when you have to bear down and dig into the trenches. That's a winning approach. I'm giving you a winning approach. You have to create your healing, and you have to look at it as a journey, and you have to have a foundation. That foundation is here today for you. So, perfusion is the blood flow in. Drainage is the blood flow out. If you get less than optimal, you get a buildup in between the cell, and then the cell begins to change its form, and we begin to deteriorate. Now, concept. There's the capillary in, there's the capillary out, blood flow in, blood flow out. But there's something else too. There's also the lymphatic system. So around that cell is a capillary bringing blood in. Around that cell is a vein bringing blood out, a capillary bringing blood away. And then the water in between the cells, the extracellular matrix. That matrix, that water, is also regulated through the lymphatic system. So we have another channel now, other than capillary infusion, capillary drainage, we have lymphatic flow to handle the water in between the cell. That's three conduits. Arterial blood in through the capillary, arterial venous blood out through the capillary. And then we have to consider the lymphatic flow. Those three conduits are interfacing in that cell. Those three conduits, passages, are determining what the extracellular environment looks like. And we want our cell to be happy in that environment. Now, here's number four. the brains of the organization here, the brain of the operation, the thing that's controlling the whole shebang, that's talking to your DNA, is the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. That autonomic nervous system is delivering an electromagnetic field. So whether you're on the computer looking at the pictures or not, just picture a cell, a grape, next to a bunch of other grapes on a vine, and in between all the grapes is water. You've got capillary flow in, capillary flow out. You've got the water in between the grapes, and that's the lymphatic system. And then you've got all of that encased in an electromagnetic field, which is derived from the nerves in the area, which is derived from the spinal cord, which is derived from the brain. So the brain, the one way up there at the top, delivering a current through the spinal cord and a current through the nerves peripheral to the spinal cord, sets up your cells in an electromagnetic field. That field can be very variable. The lymph can be very variable. The arterial blood in through the capillary can be variable, and the ability of the capillary to drain it into the venous system can be variable. You have four very variable passageways or conduits of life force, we say, to which your cell is sitting there and looking at it and going, thank you or no thank you. Feed me more of this or please stop destroying me. And you have to be able to take the jump here. You got to take the jump to, that's your emphysema. That's your ulcerative colitis. That's your Crohn's disease. See, if I ever did a show that was question and answer, people would call in and they'd say, Dr. Manigi, what could I do for this specific situation? As if it's any different than anybody else's call. And that gets people uptight. It gets people uptight that basically everybody's got to do the same thing. You're right. There's the boring but fascinating answer. We all have to do the same things. How we do the same things is where the artwork is and where the variation is. But in the end, you have to build on the multitude of foundations of health. So I don't know about the question and answer thing. What should I do for my specific health concern? The same thing everyone should do for their specific health concern. It's called the fundamentals of health. But we like to feel special. So this is especially for you, and this is especially for you, and this is especially for you. And you're right, we're all special. You know what's special about us? What's special about us is we have these intact mechanisms. And if we apply therapy to these divine mechanisms, we can see the miracle of health. You can watch a cell go backwards from dysplasia to metaplasia to normalcy. And that's all in the medical texts. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot take dysplasia, even if it's a moderate to high grade, and reverse it. Because that is in the literature. You got to understand this stuff. It's important for you to understand this because, you see, many of you are facing those conversations out there in the medical world. And if you don't have the education, then you're a victim. We're being buried now with these false notions that, well, there's nothing we can do. I saw someone a few weeks ago, little girl, headed to have part of her intestine cut out because of ulcerating Crohn's, hadn't responded to Remicade, and being told this is simply a matter of genetics, and you can't do anything about that, she was told. These are by big people in big hospitals with big degrees and all this nonsense. And yet in the literature, it states it quite clearly. Case study after case study, about how Crohn's can turn itself around. But we call this spontaneous remission, and we don't know why, because we don't know what causes it, and it's noted, but couldn't have anything to do with you. And this is why you have to have a foundation in the science. Because then you can think. And that's what you're here to do. Think. Consider. Inform yourself. Arm yourself. So you can use the best of what we call conservative allopathic medicine, and you can use the best of the other types. All right, let's continue. Now, next concept. What complicates this problem with nerve flow and blood flow in and blood flow out and lymphatic blockage, what complicates it is that we have an immune system. We've got many types of cells going into all far corners of the globe. Macrophages and lymphocytes, and killer T cells, NK cells, and mast cells and fibroblasts. And we've got this army of immune system cells in these organs, in between the cells of your organs, and they're patrolling. And when they see toxicity, when they see a toxic swamp of garbage in between the cells of your organs, for reasons I just alluded to, at a certain threshold, the immune system blows a whistle. And cells within the immune system called fibroblasts begin laying down fibrin. Now, if you can get to the website, straighttalk.cc, look at the fibrin, picture 15, picture 16, picture 17. And understand that the fibrin can build up in varying degrees of thickness. I'll make an analogy. You know the way over the holidays, maybe you strayed away from the health regimen. You ate more ice cream, more pie, you had more wine, you drank more coffee. You did more of the things, well, you kind of know that you shouldn't really do in excess, but after all, it's the holiday, you worked hard the whole year, we have a new president, the world may collapse, the world may prosper. The tensions build up. The weather's not good. It's freezing cold for our version of freezing cold. And so you ate more. And you suffered more. And you started to feel, by mid-January, which is now, gluey. You feel like glue. You feel like goo. You get up and you have less energy. You move your joints and they hurt more. You eat your food and it doesn't digest as well. You don't sleep as well. You're worrying more. Your muscular tension is greater. You feel like you just took a bath in cement and the cement stuck to your body. Well, that's what I mean. You're starting to feel more and more like glue. Here's the point. What that means, histologically, pathologically, it means that if we go in there and take pictures of the spaces between your cells, there's a lot more fibrin that's been deposited over a period of weeks. We're all in a scale. We're all in a variable scale of fibrin concentration. The fibrin goes away, we feel less gluey. The fibrin triples, it becomes thicker and thicker, we feel more and more like glue. Once you get enough fibrin into that swamp, that's already being controlled by capillary flow in, venous flow out, lymphatic, and the nervous system. Once you deposit enough fibrin in response to those inequities, it's putting the nail in the coffin. The cell is like, that's it. First you pollute me, and now you wrap me in gauze. You wrap me like a mummy. The organ is crying out to you. Yes, your organ, Your kidney, which is headed towards renal failure. Your lung, which is emphysemic. Your intestines, which are colitis. Your liver, which is cirrhotic or fibrotic. Your brain, which is neurodegenerating. Your heart, which is beginning to fail. Your venous arterial system, which is plaqued, caked, and not moving. Whether you're thromboembolic in the venous system or whether you're intermittently clotted in the arterial system. The joint, which is being replaced. The whole myriad of concern that you have, whether it's symptomatically or into real dangerous disease states that threaten your well-being. I mean, come on, what's the sense? You hit 60, you're vested, you played yourself financially intelligently, and then you're on 10 drugs for the rest of your life, and you sit there by the time you're 70, basically not capable of keeping up with your grandkids. You know, it's funny what concerns people. I can talk about science ad infinitum into the night. And what it comes down to is, look, I just want to play with my grandkid. Well respected. That's a beautiful thing. If the only reason you want to stay healthy is you have another 10 years with your grandkid, God bless you. Whatever it might be, you want to die in your sleep peacefully. But what America, what you have to do is dig a little deeper. And that's why I do this show. I'm well aware that this show is the kind of show you should listen to again. What a concept. Listen to a show twice. That's why get to the website straighttalk.cc, not .com. Listen to it. Look at the pictures. Study a little on your own. This is show 296. Those of you listening for the last 5 years, think of the amount of knowledge you've accumulated. And very little of it was about what supplement to take. You can get that on YouTube. Let the other shows give you that. People don't fail. I should say, people don't fail because we don't have remedies. People fail because they won't do them. And people don't do them because they don't know why they should do them. This is why. If you are a God-fearing person, and I trust you are, God gave us inherent mechanisms. The beauty of watching the human cell is that it knows how to heal itself, meaning organs know how to regenerate. Even in the normal realm, organs know how to regenerate. If you feed them what it takes to regenerate, it works. It can work for you. So fibrin. Fibrin is quite variable in its concentration. There can just be a little because there's only a little congestion. There can be a medium amount of it, or there can be so much that you feel like you're wrapped like a mummy. Your organ is wrapped like a mummy. Now that's the perfect storm. The perfect storm is when the arterial blood in and the venous blood out and the lymphatic system and the nervous system all get too static, imbalanced, and too much fibrin is laid down, and the cell finally says, that's it. I'm going three ways, says the cell. The cell says, I'm going to kill myself, apoptosis. I'm going to sit here and look stupid for the rest of my life and become senile, senescence. Or the cell says, I'm not having it. I'm going to reinvent myself. You've enraged me beyond reasonable rage, and I'm going to reinvent myself in an out-of-control replication pattern that we call cancer. Kill the cancer, we say, right? Got to kill that cancer. You got to go find it and nuke it. And even if it's not there, kill everything so cancer can't come back because there's nothing to come back to. If all the tissues are dead, well, then cancer won't come back because there's no cells. There's a fly on the wall, and I'm knocking the wall down because I'm positive if I knock the wall down, I'm going to kill the fly. So you go ahead and keep taking your chemo and see where it gets you. Chemo, radiation, cut it out, all of it. Can't knock it, right? Not knocking it. Great therapies. Kill it. When the cell is sitting there, long before it becomes anaplastic, neoplastic, malignant, long before, it's just saying, look, stop polluting me. Because if you annoy me enough, I'm going to send something in your direction you're not going to like. Cancer may be a last-ditch effort for your cell to stay alive. Maybe we're not supposed to kill it. Maybe we're supposed to change the environment that enraged the cell in the first place. Now, I'm not the only person that believes this. Lots of people believe this, but you don't read about them. You don't read Bernard or Endelin or Beauchamp or Nessens. Look at this one, picture 14 here. Look at picture 14. The extracellular matrix and ground regulation, basis for a holistic biological medicine, book out of Germany, Alfred Pissinger. It's all over the place. Isn't this the dawning of like the age of Aquarius or something, right? People are supposed to be getting more intelligent spiritually. You see, that's the great problem. You can't talk about consciousness and science. You can't say that as we increase consciousness, as we grow our spiritual intelligence, more and more we're going to respect what God put there in the cell that can resurrect us and regenerate us. That's not allowed. A doctorate that says that is shunned by his colleagues. He's termed an idiot. You only speak to people in white that tell you you're genetically coded for your cancer. There's nothing you can do about it. Now it's erupted. We don't know why. Pick your pick. Take your drugs or get it cut. That's a scam. That is a scam, which may be necessary sometimes. Everything has its place, right? But before I'd be listening to genetic fatalities, I'd be listening to epigenetic concerns. So what I'm giving you today is a model for you to look into, something for you to take into your soul. Forget your lack of credentials. Forget the fact that you can't remember where you put your keys. And listen with your soul, because that's what all people do that advance themselves. They stop listening to their head and they listen to their soul. You who listen to this show know you have a soul. Make it work in terms of your health. Okay, back to the model here. Let's get back to the model. The model says that you've wrapped your cells in fibrin and you're forcing a hyperplastic or neoplastic or necrotic or senescent or apoptotic response. And of course, the next question is, what are we going to do about it? Go back and review my 295 shows. That's what we're going to do about it. In a broad sense, you're going to get healthy and understand that health is in layers. It's not so much that you do a cleanse or you take a supplement or you change your bed or you move your house and then you look at what you spent, time, money, and energy, and then you determine that, well, in fact, yes, I feel a little better, so there must be something here. That is the wrong way to do this. If you have a symptom, if you have a disease, if you have a terminal disease, you need to take an empty pot, and every week you throw a different integer of health into that pot. And that's all you have to do. After that, you shut your mind off. After that, you stop asking yourself if you're healing. After that, you stop putting burdens on your body as if you're going to control your rate of healing. You're not going to control anything. You're being asked in your disease state to give up control, give up control of the emotions, give up control of everything, and just find a way to enjoy the ride. And every week you throw something new into the health pot. Now, if you do that, and if you don't suffer yourself through it, if you can love yourself enough to journey through that process and keep adding different integers of health, what integer of health? Any integer. Change the food, exercise a little more, sleep a little better, laugh a little more, help other people more than you ever did. Think about things other than yourself. Do some flushes, kidney, liver, cardiovascular. Try some supplements. Just keep going and shut your brain off. And if you do enough of that, you know what you're going to find? It may take a month, may take 2 months, may take 6 months, may take a year. You know what you're going to find, though? You're going to find that you're changing the extracellular space. You're changing the space in between the cells, and your cells will start smiling back at you. And sooner or later, you're going to know it. But don't be an American. I mean an American in the sense of the stupid American. Be the smart American. Don't be the stupid American that expects 50 years of abuse to turn around in 2 months. Don't do that. Don't give yourself that unnecessary burden. You will change. You must keep showing up to the plate. Best line I ever heard, Woody Allen. 80% of success is just showing up. I love that quote. Woody Allen, 80% of success is just showing up. Not too many New Yorkers here on the line today. Most people are from California. You don't remember Elaine's up on 92nd Street, and I think 2nd Avenue or 3rd, I can't remember. That's where Woody Allen used to eat for free because Elaine's would feed him, knowing that someday he was going to make it. And Woody Allen, being, you know, the quintessential neurotic, was always petrified to get up in front of people. And that's the way a lot of people are. They're petrified. You're petrified to approach your disease, your symptom. You're petrified to do a cleanse. You're petrified to explore the inside of your body. And in the process, you're always dealing with that agony, that anxiety instead of joy. And that's what I love about the Woody Allen quote. All you got to do is just show up. If you knew nothing and you took an empty pot and each week you did something different, and you enjoyed the journey, sooner or later, you're going to hit bingo. And this is the way you have to think of your health. All right, let's get back to the science. I like the science. You may like the other stuff. I don't know. Picture 26. Picture 26. There's a test tube and this white powder. This white film that starts developing in this clear test tube of what appears to be water is what we call a precipitate. Your extracellular space is constantly precipitating uric acid crystals, hydroxyapatite crystals, calcium oxalate crystals, calcium phosphate crystals, all sorts of sand or sediment is being precipitated in the extracellular space. That's part of the problem. That's why you cleanse the kidney. That's why you cleanse the gallbladder. That's why you sweat it out, to get rid of the precipitate in between the cells. giving you a model of health, of your symptom, of your disease, and I'm referencing you to the cell and the environment around the cell, stating now that to get the precipitates out, you have to do the cleanses. You have to have relationship with the kidney cleanse, relationship with the gallbladder cleanse. Those of you clearing the extracellular space of its precipitates through the cleanses have to understand that you won't do that initially. If you're trying to clean calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, calcium hydroxyapatite out of your spaces between the cells, you've got to clean it out of your kidneys first. You've got to clean it out of your gallbladder first, because until you clean it out of there, you're not going to clean it out of the deeper spaces. By the time you get the disease or symptom, the problem's in the deeper spaces. So to get to the deeper spaces, to clear out the precipitates, you've got to get to the organs that excrete first. There's your colon cleanses. There's your kidney cleanses. There's your gallbladder cleanses. Each you have to have a relationship with, meaning you've got to take the cleanse to where it's simple, easy, effective, and you can feel the benefit. That may take a year. It may take 20 gallbladder flushes. It may take 6 or 8 colon cleanses. It may take 6 or 8 kidney cleanses. You're looking at 40, 50, or 60 years of buildups. So you just got to be kind and give yourself a few years. Think about it. If you're 70 years old and you've been building this nonsense up for 50 years, maybe you spend a couple of years. You know, a lot of people wish they could take off 2 years, do nothing, and just cleanse. So if you're in the retirement phase and you're looking to spend another good 20 or 25 vibrant, well, maybe you can think that way. But you got to come to it this way. If you're going to kick back and just listen to YouTube clips and doctors talk on radio shows and buy their favorite supplement of the week, well, listen, do that. I wish you the best, truly. But if you've done that and it hasn't worked for you, you got to dig deeper. And you got to have a model, because if you don't have a model, if you don't have a navigation system, you're never going to comply. You can either cleanse your kidney, your liver, your colon, so on and so forth, or play with your grandkids. Now, what are you going to do? You see, of course. You're going to do what you like to do. Garden, play with the grandkids, get to know your significant other that maybe work and everything in life hasn't allowed for 50 years. You're going to do all the things that you couldn't do. Who wants to cleanse? But this is my point. You got to know the payoff. A lot of people cleanse and do these things, but incredulously. A lot of people don't get into it. What they do is they just tiptoe through the tulips through it. You see, because the shadow on the back of anybody into holistic medicine is that it doesn't work. Everybody tells you you're crazy. Everybody tells you it doesn't work. Everybody tells you you're going against the grain. And so you tiptoe and you fulfill their prophecies. See, that's the travesty of this. That's why you have to understand it. So those precipitates demand a good 6-8 months of good cleansing. Kidney, liver, colon, they're out there. Go pay somebody to supervise it for you. Those cleanses are out there. And eventually you're going to get to the precipitate in between the cells. Now, another word, an important word called blood stasis. Picture 28. Look, a whole book on blood stasis. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Blood stasis, China. China's classical concept in modern medicine. Don't you love that Saturday Night Live thing? China. China's classical concept in modern medicine, blood stasis. The Chinese, the root of their medicine is around blood viscosity. blood stasis. They say stick your tongue out, tongue purple, blood stasis. Tongue red, blood stasis with fire. Tongue white or too pink, light pink, you have blood deficiency leading to blood stasis. If you have no blood, the blood will coagulate. If you have no blood, the blood won't flow. If you have very cold blood, damp blood, gooey, stewy blood, the blood won't flow. They have many types of blood stasis, but they get the concept of blood stasis. Well, that's the Chinese. What do they know, right? Chinese don't know anything. Chinese medicine, what are you kidding me? Tongue and pulse diagnosis? Hey, we're Americans. You see, that's changing. Okay, that's changing. It should change. Different cultures stumble onto different things, and they contribute to this great melting pot we call America. Absorb what's useful. So let's absorb something useful from Chinese medicine, viscosity of blood. You know what that means? The blood flow in. Remember, I was talking about blood. Blood flow in is too thick. Poor perfusion, and worse yet, the venous part of the capillary that becomes the veins, that blood, the dirty blood, the deoxygenated blood, is too thick. Venous blood stagnation. So you take herbs to thin the blood. All herbs thin the blood. Garlic thins the blood. Cayenne thins the blood. Turmeric thins the blood. Tons of herbs thin the blood. Don't thin the blood too much. You can hemorrhage. Only do it under the supervision of the high and mighty. Don't move. Don't do anything. Just sit there and coagulate. By golly, don't eat too much garlic. It's dangerous. These things are not dangerous. And if you think they are, get your medical doctor to okay it. Vegetables thin the blood. Spices thin the blood. Garlic thins the blood. And the point is that if you're thinning your blood from nutritional choices to thin blood, if you're changing the precipitate or the sandiness or the thickness and grittiness of the intercellular space by cleansing those organs, you're doing a bunch of things that soon will create a very happy cell, because it'll create a very happy terrain, and your cells will begin to change form back into the normal shape. They'll start to do the normal things that normal cells do that you enjoy, and that's when your energy goes up, and it's an amazing thing. What looked like it was going towards a disease is now going away. Your kidney that was beginning to show signs reversed itself. We don't know why, but it just did. And your liver, which is becoming fatty. Did you know fatty livers reverse themselves all the time? Did you know that? Just look in the literature. Look in the medical literature. The fat around the cells of the liver means that your cells are disgusted with their environment. And when you please them in the ways I'm asking you to explore, well, then those cells begin to do the right thing. There's no need for fatty infiltration, and your liver reverses itself. No one is too quick to tell you that. And doctors will say, listen, I've been doing this for 50 years. I've never seen anything reverse itself. Once you're down that path, you're down that path. Let's just be conservative and hope for the best. Anybody that buys that basically fulfills your worst prophecy. You have to be proactive about reversing things, or they don't reverse. And if most people don't do anything, then most statistics based on compiled from 40 or 50 years of a personal physician's experience are going to forecast the worst. But it doesn't need to be that way. It doesn't need to be that way for you. So you're cleansing your organs to remove precipitate from the intercellular space. Then you're opening up conduits of blood. Then you're getting into the various amenities that change structure. Now there's that Rolfian concept. Yes, Ida Rolf. As if you're put together with a center in an aligned way, then you can guarantee yourself that reinvention of your alignment, if you look down to picture 35, is going to begin to pull those cells apart and pump them. This is what I mean by hot-cold therapy. This is what I mean by realigning your body. This is what I mean by getting a pumping mechanism going. So now we're not talking chemically anymore. I'm switching us now to biomechanics. Turn your body into an accordion. Okay? Are you a stiff, inflexible piece of wood? Or are you like an accordion? Or are you a dried out, crusty old sponge? Or are you a fresh new sponge, replete with water that you can twist and turn and stretch, and you have elasticity, flexibility? Because when you're doing that, then you're mechanically pumping garbage out of that intercellular space. And if you're coming back into your youthful alignment, and not the alignment of old age, but your youthful alignment, if you're flexible and coming back to your youthful alignment, you're pumping all day then. A young body is pumping the extracellular space all day, so you're constantly cleaning it. You're constantly perfusing it and draining it, deploying the magnetic field to it, moving the lymph out of it. That's not chemistry. That's biomechanics. And that's if you've taken it to the point where you're a soft, pliable sponge. It may take you a year or 2 years or 3 years. But think of that cell. Think of that ravaged cell, that dried up, torn up, dysplastic, angry, outraged cell that's been violated for decades. And think of every single month, one more bit of health it receives, it begins to smile back at you. Now you got it. Now you got a concept. Now you got a foundation for your own return to health. But again, you may have to listen to the show again. So get on the website, straighttalk.cc. I know most of you can't listen to the show sitting down. That's understandable, but everybody's got a little time during the week. So get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Listen to the show again, look at the pictures, and let your creative force start to get stimulated. Let your natural curiosity turn your healing into a joy, even if you're in pain. Even if you're in pain, your return to health can have its own special joy. It's a great place to find God, because in a healing, you do find more of God. That's really the way it works. Anyone that's ever been through a healing will tell you, I feel I've been blessed. We're going to keep going because we can. Okay, last but not least, I'll give you one more piece of the puzzle. Go to picture 36. Combating biofilms. Here's the thing, a biofilm is a cocoon of infections. What do you think is taking advantage of all this sludge in the intercellular space? The infections. No, not me, I'm sterile. Doctor said I'm infection free, can't find anything. If you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. Everybody's always got an infective titer. There's always a certain amount of all infection in the body. Whether we can find it or not, it's there. And the more that terrain changes, the more those infections find themselves in a very friendly environment. Unfriendly to your cell, friendly to your infection. Pick your infection: viral, nanobacterial, mycoplasmic, parasitic, bacterial. Understood or not understood? What the infections do is spin cocoons. If you give them 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, they spin a cocoon. That cocoon's called a biofilm. thick toxic blood, too much fibrin, too much precipitate, elimination organs blocked, no flexibility. And now, last but not least, the biofilms spewing their poisons all over your body, but protected from your immune system in the cocoon. Want you all week to visualize your cell, to visualize its environment, and to trust that the good things you do will build up and build up. And that's where you'll find reversals of disease. Fascinating. If you're fascinated, you'll heal. If you were looking for the quick fix, the Cliff Note version, well, I wish you the best. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Call that number. That's my office. If you need counsel, make an appointment. We'll put you on the right track. We'll give you an even deeper education and hopefully a joyful journey. See you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.